December the 8th, 1947, the Feast of the Immaculate Conception would forever change the lives of four little girls in a small French village named L'Île Bouchonde. 12-year-old Jacqueline Aubry, her sister Jeanette, and their cousin Nicole Robat were on their way back to school after lunch when Jacqueline suggested they stop to pray at the parish church of Saint Charles. Inside the choir chapel, halfway through a decade of the rosary, the children looked up and froze in wonder. Before them stood a beautiful lady, radiant in white, hands joined in prayer, a white rosary hanging from her arm. Beside her knelt an angel holding a lily, his eyes fixed lovingly upon her. The lady smiled. Her dress shone with gold at the neck and wrists, a blue sash at her waist, and a veil edged in delicate Touraine lace. Her golden hair flowed down to her knees, her blue eyes full of peace and tenderness. Beneath her feet was a stone block encircled with roses and inscribed in gold, "O Mary, conceived without sin, pray for us who have recourse to thee." As light filled the chapel in colors unknown to this earth, the vision slowly faded, disappearing into what the children described as a cloud of silvery dust. The girls ran to tell the teacher, Sister Marie de la Enfant Jésus, who believed them immediately, but the parish priest, Father Clovis Segal, remained cautious. That evening, when the children returned to the chapel, Our Lady was waiting. Her face was sorrowful, as she said, Jacqueline asked, "Are you our Heavenly Mother?" The lady replied simply, "Yes." The angel spoke as well, revealing, "I am the angel Gabriel." On December the 9th, the girls gathered again to pray the rosary. Suddenly, a golden light filled the church, and Our Lady appeared within a radiant sphere. Upon her breast shone the word, Magnificat. The words beneath her feet had changed. Now they read, "I am the Immaculate Conception." Mary invited the children to kiss the golden cross of her rosary. Mary then said solemnly, "Pray for France." She asked that a grotto be built with the statues of herself and the angel Gabriel, and that the priest and people come to pray. When Father Segal refused, the children gathered with others on their own, and heaven once again responded. That very day, in a turn of events that astonished France, the communist strike threatening the nation was suddenly abandoned. Later, when Jacqueline's mother begged for a miracle so that all might believe, the Virgin answered, The next morning, Jacqueline awoke healed, her eyesight fully restored. The news spread quickly. Father Segal exclaimed, "So it is true that she has descended among us." From December the 11th to the 14th, the apparitions continued daily. Mary asked again and again for prayer, especially for sinners, and led the children in 10 Hail Marys, speaking only the angel's greeting, "Hail, full of grace." On December the 12th, Our Lady appeared crowned with 12 radiant rays of light. Across her chest, once again, shone the word Magnificat. Each day, more people came, first hundreds, then thousands, until on December the 14th, over 2,000 faithful packed the church and prayed the rosary as one. Mary appeared for the last time, accompanied by the angel Gabriel, and asked that the Magnificat be sung. Father Segal led the people in the hymn of Our Lady, and the church filled with a heavenly stillness. Then Mary smiled and said, as she disappeared, a mysterious ray of golden light streamed through the church window, illuminating the very place where she had stood. It grew in brilliance until all had to shield their eyes. The children were surrounded by sparkling colors, a sign heaven had indeed visited them. From the humble prayers of little ones, heaven again spoke to the world, a mother pleading for prayer, for peace, and for the conversion of hearts. Our Lady of Prayer, intercede for us, and teach us again to pray for our nations, for sinners, and for peace.